Pete Hegseth campaigns with Thomas Massey challenge red gall rain, Trump needs reinforcements. By Olivia Rondo on May 19, 2026. War Secretary Pete Hegseth took a break from his official duties to appear alongside Kentucky congressional candidate Ed Gallrain during a Monday campaign appearance ahead of his Tuesday primary challenge against incumbent Representative Thomas Massey, RKY. Gallrain is the Trump-endorsed candidate against Massey, an ideological libertarian who has garnered ire from the president for breaking with Republicans on multiple issues, from conflict with Iran to the handling of the Epstein files. Voting against the One Big Beautiful Bill and other Republican-led spending bills has also placed Massey in Trump's line of fire. In an atypical move for the leader of the U.S. military, Hegseth showed up to support Gallrain's rally put on by America First Works, the advocacy arm of the America First Policy Institute, which was founded by current and former Trump administration officials Linda McMahon, Brooke Rollins, and Larry Kudlow. President Trump needs reinforcements, and that's what warfighters do. They stand behind leaders and have their back, the secretary said in his remarks. Warfighters understand mission, they understand teamwork, they understand loyalty, and they understand that in the middle of a fight, you don't weaken your own side to advance to the objective. And that's what Ed Gallrain understands, because he has lived it. Massey has notably opposed U.S.-Israeli military operations against Iran, as well as targeted strikes on the country's nuclear facilities last summer. Hegseth said, at some point, being against everything becomes an excuse for accomplishing nothing. Too much grandstanding, too few great votes, years of acting like being difficult is the same thing as being courageous, the secretary argued. It's not. Real courage means stepping up when the mission matters most, when we need that tough vote to beat left-wing lunatic Democrats the most. Real courage means understanding that this country is facing existential threats and deciding to be part of the solution instead of constantly trying to position yourself above the fight. Hegseth also offered a disclaimer about his participation in a political rally, telling the audience, "I have to say up front, for the lawyers, that I'm here in my personal capacity as a private citizen, a fellow American, and a fellow combat veteran, here to support Navy SEAL Ed Gallrain." Pentagon spokesman Sean Parnell also released a statement clarifying that no taxpayer dollars were spent on facilitating Hegseth's visit, and corroborated that his participation was thoroughly vetted and cleared by lawyers and does not violate the Hatch Act or any other applicable federal statute. Kentucky has a choice in this race. You can send a warrior, reinforcements for the president in our shared fight against the radical left, or you can send an obstructionist. In my mind, it's an easy choice, Hegseth added. While Trump has mercilessly hounded Massey by calling to vote the bum out, the 14-year incumbent has said that the criticism from the president has helped him raise money. The Republican primary election is Tuesday, May 19. Other Republicans like Senator Rand Paul, RKY, and Reps. Lauren Boebert, RCO, Warren Davidson, RO, and Victoria Spartz, RN, campaigned with Massey over the weekend, The Hill reported. In doing so, the typically MAGA-aligned Boebert won the ire of the president. Is anyone interested in running against weak-minded Lauren Boebert in Colorado's 4th congressional district? The president wrote on Truth Social. You remember Lauren moved to the district when it became obvious that she couldn't win in her original congressional district, the 3rd, a carpetbagger, indeed. Despite his criticism of moving districts, Trump endorsed Boebert for Colorado's 4th congressional district when she switched from the 3rd. Trump continued to argue that Boebert is campaigning for the worst Republican congressman in the history of our country, Thomas Massey, of the great Commonwealth of Kentucky, and anybody who can be that dumb deserves a good primary fight. Reacting to Trump's post on Newsmax, Boebert said she still supports the president, but also supports her friend, Massey. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.